and shake Timothy bright. Amen.
Sit on, brother. Good. Like I say, it's good to be in the Lord's house this evening. Thank God for His love, for His mercy, for His grace that He showed upon us. If you got your Bibles this evening, I'm going to try to mind God and get out of the way. Mark chapter number 4. Mark chapter number 4 this evening. Mark chapter number 4, begin reading in verse number 35. Bible says, "And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was, in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? I thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here this evening. And I won't be long, but I'll try to mind God and get out of the way. And I begin to think about this. And the same day, the Bible said that he said unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. Brother Jason, I'm glad that I am on my way to the other side. I'm glad that I'm on my journey to a far better land this evening. I'm glad that as a 20-year-old boy, that God come where I was and extended His hand of mercy to me one more time. And we grew up in church, grew up the right way, knew the right thing. We knew Brother Joel how to walk and how to talk and how to act. We knew the right things to do, but lost on our way to a devil's hell. And how that, I'm glad, I thank the Lord for the men of God that stood and preached unto me the word and told me about Jesus. And I'm glad that as a 20-year-old boy, that God began to deal with my heart and began to show me that I was lost and that I was headed to a devil's hell. And but I'm here to tell you tonight that I pushed Him off. The Lord dealt with my heart. He told me that I was lost and headed to hell, and I pushed Him away. And a very dangerous thing to do, I pushed the Lord away. And how that for 3 months I pushed Him away. And pushed Him away, Brother Joel, time and time again. But I thank God for His hand of mercy that He did not give me that I deserved. I'm thankful tonight that the Lord loved me and showed compassion upon me, and He did not give me that I deserve. I deserve to be in hell tonight, but I'm thankful for the God of heaven that He did not give me that I deserve. And I pushed Him off and pushed Him off, but I'm thankful for that Tuesday evening that He come by my way one more time. And He extended that hand of mercy one more time. And He told me, Brother Joel, that I was lost. He told me that I was on my way to a devil's hell. He told me that I was lost. But I'm thankful that He didn't stop there. I'm thankful that He told me that He loved me, that He cared for me, that He died for me, that He done that for me. He took my cross. He took my stripes. He took my beating. I'm thankful tonight, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm thankful tonight for the love of God. And that Tuesday evening I was there, the man of God got up, began to preach to my heart. And I pushed him away a little bit, Brother Joel. And the Lord said, this is your opportunity. This is your last time. It's either now or never. I was holding my niece back there, Ava. She was maybe around 1 year old or so at the time. I was doing everything I could do to get it off my mind. I was bouncing her on my knee, and it was just as if the Lord sat down right in between me and her and said, "You're lost. You're headed to a devil's hell." And I don't know what happened in between then and there, but I run to the altar, and the Lord saved my soul that Tuesday evening. I'm thankful tonight to tell you that I'm headed to the other side. I'm thankful tonight to know that I've been born again, that I'm saved by the grace of God. Do you know that this evening? Do you know that you've been born again? I went for around 20 years thinking so and hoping so and saying, "Well, I got saved over here. Well, I got saved over there." I'm thankful tonight, Brother Joel, that I know that I'm born again. I'm thankful that I've got a place that I can run back to. I'm thankful that I know the Bible said these things I write unto you, that you may know that you have eternal life. I'm glad that I know that this evening. I'm glad that I'm saved tonight. And they was in this storm here. The Bible said, "Let us pass unto the other side." And along the journey, along that way, a storm arose in their life. And they was there. They was doing everything that they could do. They was fighting that storm. They was rowing. They was towing. They was fighting, doing the best that they could do in that storm. And I want to say tonight that if you're saved by the grace of God, you're on board the ship. We're headed to the other side. I want to tell you tonight that we're going to make it to the other side. If you're saved by the grace of God, you're a child of the King. I'm glad to tell you tonight, we're going to make it to the other side. Everything's going to be all right. We're going to make it to the other side. And but along the journey, things are going to arise. Storms are going to come in your life. The Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust. Storms are going to come. Yes. Troubles are going to come. Trials are going to come. Yes. And they was in that storm. They was in that ship. They was doing everything that they could do. And they forgot, Brother Joel, who was on board with them. They had forgotten who was on board with them. And I just want to remind you, Joshua there, in his day, in his final days, Brother Jason, he was there. He was fixing to die. He was fixing to pass on. And Joshua gathered all them together and he began to remind them of what the Lord had done for them. He began to remind them the victories that the Lord had brought them through. He began to remind them of what the Lord had done for them and where that He had brought them from. And I'm here tonight just to ask you, I don't know what storm you're in. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what trouble you're going through tonight. But I want you to just stop for just a second and look back and remember some of the things that God has done for you. I'm glad that I can look back and I can see some storm that the Lord has brought me through. Some of the victory that God has done brought me through. I can look back most of all and see where He brought me from that land of bondage down there in sin. And how that He brought me out and He's brought me through some things. And I remember and I thank God that I can know, hey, He's still the same God tonight. He's still the same Lord this evening. And He can do that that needs to be done in your life tonight. But they was there. And I'm not going to get into all of it. I'm going to get out of the way and let Brother preach. But they began, Brother Joel, I can't help but to think how that they was on board that ship. They was doing everything that they could do. And maybe one of them, Brother Joel, he remembered that the Lord was on board with them. And he said, "Hold on just a minute." Yeah. Now this, Brother Joel, as far as I can tell, is about the 12th miracle that the Lord had done. Chronologically, this is the 12th miracle that the Lord done. Now His disciples, Brother Joel, was with Him. Them first 11 miracles, they seen what the Lord had done. They seen what the Lord could do. They seen Him raise the dead boy. They seen Him give sight to the blind. They seen Him turn the water into wine. They seen the Lord do all of these many wonderful works. And He remembered who that was on board with Him. I'm just here to tell you that He's still the same God. And He can do the same things today if we'll run to Him. If we'll wait wake Him up in our life, if we'll run to Him in our storm tonight, He's still the same God. And He can do that that needs to be done in your life. But they was there and they remembered that the Lord was on board with them. And they run to the Lord and they woke Him up and said, "Carest thou not that we perish?" I want to tell you tonight that He cares for you more than anybody else. The Lord cares for you. He knows what storm you're in. He knows what you're facing tonight. He sees where you're at. And He's wanting to help you, but He's waiting on you to run to Him and just call out to His name. Just run to Him this evening, whatever that you're facing. Whatever storm that you're going through, He's just waiting on you to run to Him and call upon His name. They run to the Lord and they begin to wake Him up. They called on the name of the Lord. And I begin to think about that, and I'll give you this and I'll get out of the way. I'll just remind the Lord. But they called on the name of the Lord. And if you study that out and you study out some names of the Lord, you'll come across a very long line and list of names of the Lord. But one of them was El-Roi, E-L-R-O-I. And that is the God who sees me, or the God who sees tonight. And they began to call out to that name. I don't know where you're at, but maybe you need to call upon that name tonight. Now we get that name from the book of Genesis chapter 16, how that's Hagar down there, how that we know the story. Sarah couldn't have children. She gave Abraham Hagar, her maid. And how that she bare a son. Sarah got mad at her, run her off. And Hagar was down there in the wilderness. She was down there. She thought that she was all by herself. She thought that no one else knew where she was. She thought that she was all alone, all by herself. But yet the Lord seen her and He sent an angel unto her and ministered unto her. And you know the rest of the story. That's where we get that name El-Roi from. But maybe tonight you're in a place where it feels as though that you're all by yourself. Maybe your husband don't know your situation. Maybe your wife don't know. Maybe your church don't know. I don't know where you're at. Maybe you feel like you're all alone. But I'm here to tell you tonight that the God of heaven has got His eyes on you. He sees where you're at. He knows your need. He knows what you're facing tonight. Just run to the Lord. And He'll help you this evening. I begin to think about another storm over there. The Bible said that they was in the ship. The Lord sent them to the other side. He went up on the mountain apart to pray. The Lord was there. And the Bible said in the fourth watch of the night, they was there in that storm. They was toiling. They was fighting. They was doing everything that they could do. And they felt as though that they was all alone. But the Bible said in one scripture, you can read it, how that they was out in the midst of the sea, and the Bible said that He was alone on the land, but yet He saw them toiling and rowing. He sees where you're at tonight. He sees your struggle. He sees what you're facing. I'm here to tell you, just hold on a little bit longer. Just keep trusting God. Hey, the Lord's on His way in the fourth watch of the night. Here come the Lord a-walking upon that sea. That thing that had them beat down, that thing that had them so scared. Here come the Lord a-walking upon the sea. And they begin to cry out to Him. We need to just cry out to Him this evening. That name El-Roi, the God who sees me. And maybe another name here is Jehovah Jireh. We've heard that one a lot. And it is the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide for you. And that's in Abraham and Isaac. You know the story. And that's where we get that name from, Jehovah Jireh. But I begin to think about a man over there in 1 Kings. A man over there that there was a famine in the land. And the Lord sent him down there by the brook Cherith to sustain him. He was there, he took of the water of the creek. And the Lord sent the ravens and brought him bread and flesh. And how that the Lord provided for him, Elijah. And how that He sent him down there, the brook dried up. And how that He sent him down there to Zarephath. He said, "I've commanded a little widow woman to sustain thee." And he got down there to where the woman was. And the Bible said that she was gathering a few sticks She was going to bake a cake and they was going to eat it and they was going to die. And that's all they had. That was the last of it. And it seemed as though that there was no hope. And Elijah got down there and he said, "You make me a little cake first." And her knowing that she just had a handful of meal and a little oil in a cruise is all that she had. I want to tell you tonight, and I want to tell you this evening, if you've got a little oil in the cruise, if you've got a little oil in the house tonight, you've got all that you need. That oil represent the Holy Ghost, represent God tonight. If you've got oil in the house this evening, you've got everything that you need to make it through whatever that you're going through. And she had a little handful of men, a little crew, oil in a crew. And she was obedient to the man of God. She went in there. She made that cake. She brought it back out to the man of God. She gave it to him, knowing that that was the last that she had. She had nothing else. There was nothing left. She was obedient to the Lord, the man of God. She gave it to him. And he said, "All right, now you go make a cake for you and your son." And her knowing that he took that thing, and how, Brother Joel, how that, she took that thing. I don't have one with me. I was looking for a Kleenex box. I ain't got one. That's all right. But she went back in there, and she took that meal barrel, and I don't know, maybe some of y'all do, how that in that time, it was a famine, it was a hard time, baby, when she made that cake for him. She turned that barrel up, she scraped it out, she knocked it on the bottom. She did not waste anything. She scraped every bit of it out. And knowing that there was nothing left in that meal barrel, she went back in there and she opened that lid and there was enough meal in that barrel to make her and her son a cake. Yes. And the Bible said that her and her son, her family, they did eat on that for many days. I'm here to tell you that the Lord will provide your need. The Lord will do that. That needs to be done in your life. Maybe you're in a storm. I don't know where you're at. But the Lord will provide that that you need this evening. Amen. And we all know He is the great I Am. He is the great I Am this evening. You say, what does that mean? He is exactly whatever that you need. Amen. He is exactly whatever that you need, whatever that you're facing, whatever that you're going through, whatever your need is tonight. I'm here to tell you that we're in this situation. The world's in a mess. We're in a storm. I don't know what your need is. I'm here to tell you that we are going to make it to the other side. But along the journey, storms are going to arise. Things are going to come up in your life. But I'm here to tell you, run to the Lord this evening and call out to His name. He's still the same God that parted the Red Sea. He's still the same God that gives sight to the blind. He's still the same God that done all these wonderful things. He's still that same God tonight. And He can do that that needs to be done in your life. He can save your lost loved ones. He can heal you. He can do that that you need this evening. If you'll just run to Him. If you'll just call out to His name tonight. I'm just here to remind you a little bit, if you're saved, if you're born again, if you're a child of the King, just remember that the God of heaven is on board with you, and run to Him tonight, and He'll do that that needs to be done in your life.